What you think about Lil Nas X?
I feel like he needs Jesus.
What about Lil Uzi?
He needs Jesus too. They both definitely sold their soul. Oh, I wanted to say this about Lil Nas X. I got a few friends that went to school with him and they said he was never gay.
So Are you serious?
So I know for a fact like what he doing is because like they told him like you gotta do this now if you want.
So you feel like he not really gay?
Like, I feel like ain't nobody really gay in Jesus' name, amen. It's getting popularity, getting you money, getting you views. So it's like selling yourself, like you do right. This, you going whoop.
So what do you think of the music in the entertainment industry?
Like it's just demonic. The industry, it's like you have to do certain things to get that. So I believe he had to do certain things to get where he's going. And like the certain things is you got to do this and lead people this way and lead people that way.
Yeah, what it do? It's your boy Stunt Lifestyle, and you are watching the We in Miami podcast. And today we got the one and only Whoa Vicky. How you feeling?
Blessed. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, another night in Miami. Now you visiting Miami?
Yeah.
You come to Miami a lot?
Yeah, I used to come a lot.
Now you recently single?
Yeah.
Damn, it man. Really, can we get an all or something? I feel bad, bro.
It ain't that recently. No, do a happy one. Do it. Yay. Do that one.
You got a yay, boy. Now, because I know you were with Boom Gang. I know he came on the show last year. Mm-hmm. He had called you on the show.
He called me?
Remember, he called you live on the show and FaceTimed you. It's on the episode.
Oh, yeah. I was in a hotel with his mama.
Damn. Mm-hmm. But what happened, man? Why y'all break up? Y'all look so cute.
I just don't think it was meant to be. Nah. I think we both need to grow in God, and we was like trying to get into a relationship too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we're probably not meant to be together. I don't think that ain't, yeah.
Damn.
What's it called though? But I go with Jesus now. That's who I date for now.
Hey, round of applause for her today, Jesus.
until I get married.
So are you celibate?
Yeah.
So you wait until marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So no sex till marriage.
No sex till
marriage. Y'all hear that, boys? No sex till marriage.
I encourage everyone to do that because it really is worth it.
So what made you go celibate?
So I was celibate and when I was 17 to 21, for 4 years, I was celibate. And it was like, I was like the happiest I had ever been, for real. And then, you know, whoop, whoop, and the whoop, whoop. But now I'm celibate again, you know, because, you know, we...
So did you...
We fall short sometimes.
Did you fall short with Boom Game?
Bruh.
No comment.
Yeah, that's another reason why I didn't... Like when you are not doing things God way, it's just not gonna work. Like if most worldly relationships are toxic. You know, that's because they're not doing things God way. We weren't doing things God way, so it ended up being toxic.
Mm. And I know I see you got the cross here on your show them tat. Show them your arm. Okay, turn up. Now, so you gave your life to God mm-hmm. a while back. Mm-hmm. And I know you had did a podcast that had went viral a while back when you were talking about the Illuminati trying to stick you for your blood in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Was that like that was really true? Like,
oh, so like I can tell you what happened. So I went to Bella Thorne was having a little party. Right. It wasn't my idea to go there. I was invited by some friends and it was a Halloween party. I don't even celebrate Halloween, but like just even the Bible says good company corrupts good character. But this is when I was like not too. I just. Didn't know certain things I know now. Let mm-hmm. me just say it like that. And I guess it's, you could call it being lukewarm, but I just didn't know certain things that I know now.
Yeah.
And so I was just hanging around some people and they was going to the party and it was so many signs. Like one of the signs was you gotta be half naked to go. Another sign was, you couldn't bring your phone. You had to sign an NDA. And I was like, oh, I'm bringing my phone anyway. Like, I was going to sneak it in. And
yeah, I've been to some parties like that in Miami where they try to take your phone. I see some crazy stuff too, but yeah, go ahead.
I want to know what you done see. I'm going to ask you after this. So I've never been to a party like that. You know, in Atlanta, they don't do that. They don't do stuff like that.
Right.
And so I was like, whatever, I'm going to bring my phone, whatever. So I was signing my name. Then I was like, oh yeah, you got to prick your blood. to get in. I was like, oh, no, I'm straight. Everybody else, they went, and I was waiting on my Uber. And while I was waiting on my Uber, this girl passed out.
Damn.
While she about to go in the party.
After
she took her blood. Yeah.
Wow.
But they said they was getting it for COVID to make sure you don't have COVID. So I ain't never heard no COVID test. My test in your blood.
I don't trust that. So do you really believe the Illuminati is real?
Oh, they real.
Like, have they tried to recruit you? Or
I think they were trying to recruit me right there.
Yeah. Fact. So I got to ask you, what do you think of the music in the entertainment industry in 2023?
Like, it's just demonic.
What you think about Lil Nas X?
I feel like he needs Jesus.
What about Lil Uzi?
He needs Jesus too. They both definitely sold their soul. Oh, I wanted to say this about Lil Nas X. I got a few friends that went to school with him and they said he was never gay.
Are you serious?
So I know for a fact, like, what he doing is because, like, they told him, like, you got to do this now if you want.
So you feel like he not really gay?
Like, I feel like ain't nobody really gay in Jesus' name, amen. It's getting popularity, getting you money, getting you views. So it's like, selling yourself, like you do right. This, you going with whoop. The industry is like you have to do certain things to get that. So I believe he had to do certain things to get where he's going. And like the certain things is you got to do this and lead people this way and lead people that way. I won't say all of them might not know what they're doing is, but some the big ones they know. Yeah.
So who's your favorite rapper?
I'm not supposed to like, but Lil Baby.
I knew you was gonna say Lil Baby. Shout out to Lil Baby, man.
Yes, I love Lil Baby.
You ever met him?
No.
What's the biggest rapper you ever met?
I don't know. God. Jesus.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I would probably say Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could date any rapper, you would choose Lil Baby out of everybody?
I wouldn't even say I would date him like that because I already know how that situation gonna end up.
How you think it would end up? Like, let's say y'all started talking. Think he'd be like, yeah, you already know I'm gonna talk to other girls. Like,
I don't think he would tell me that straight up. That would be very disrespectful.
But you do think he would cheat on you?
For sure. I already know he would.
Ah, sweet toxicity.
But what's going on with you and your music, though? You know what I'm saying? You got the music thing on. I remember when she dropped her first song. It was back in Atlanta. I think it was like 2018. I did a video and had the song on. I don't know if you remember that.
For real?
Remember you had posted on your page. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, was it the song you were singing when I came
Whoa, Vicky,
there?
Bitch. Oh, yeah, you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah. That was in your car, right? You had your car. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's love.
Yeah.
Even though I don't do music no more, though.
Are you serious? So you done with it?
Yeah.
Why you make that decision?
I didn't write it. It's not like it was just like my passion, calling.
So you felt like they was writing stuff and you wasn't really feeling what they was writing for you?
Oh yeah, for sure. And then I never even felt comfortable like in the booth. Like I would feel very uncomfortable. Like it's like I was like, damn, I see why people drink and smoke. Man, I never drank or smoked.
Yeah.
Like I tried smoking like 3 times. Feel like I was going to hell, so I stopped.
Yeah, I saw your interview on that. You really felt like you were like going to hell.
Yeah, the first time I ever smoked, I was 13 and I went to the hospital.
You were also 13 when you lost your virginity?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and you was, that was the year you was lit.
Yeah, because I didn't have the right guidance. I really didn't have any guidance.
Your parents weren't like protective?
When I was 13, I was living with my dad. So, and my dad, he'd be doing his thing.
Yeah. So you could pretty much do what you wanted.
Whatever.
You could go wherever. You didn't have no curfew.
It's like.
Or you could sneak out or whatever.
He wouldn't be home. So yeah.
I remember when I was 13, I stole my mom's car.
I did that too.
And I would go to the skating rink. It was a skating rink called Golden Glide. I don't know if you heard that on the east side. You know about that?
Yeah.
When you was too young to go to the club, you go to the skating rink.
Yeah.
But I gotta ask you, what do you think about Bad Baby? Did y'all make up or whatever happened with that beef? Because y'all was beefing hard back in the day.
Yes, God bless her.
God bless her.
Yeah.
God bless you, Bad Baby.
She's beautiful, for real.
Did you hear about like all the millions she made like off OnlyFans?
Yeah, I see she got a nice big crib.
Like how much they said she made? Like something crazy, like 40 million, 80 million, something like.
Dang.
Something wow.
Right, like, yeah, wow.
And then the other girl, she started OnlyFans, Malu.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard she made like $1 million off OnlyFans in her first, like, whatever.
Dang.
Are you cool with her?
Malu, we used to be. We know some of the same people.
But y'all, there's no beef for her.
No, I don't beef for her. She's beautiful, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you feel about, like, a lot of girls, you know, making money off OnlyFans? Do you feel like to do OnlyFans, you would have to compromise your principles?
The Holy Spirit been telling me, like, it's not good because it's, like, all those people, like, right, they're subscribing to you. They need Jesus, those people that are subscribing to you, because they're even, let's say you don't post like naked stuff, say you just post regular pictures, but those people are,
because you can do like swimsuits, yeah. Like back behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, like, the people that are subscribing to you, they're perverted. Like,
they want to see,
they want
other shit.
They just, you know what I'm saying? So really, like, those people, they need Jesus, and like, you don't want that blood to be on your hands. I don't think so.
Yeah. How is it like being an influencer? Everybody know you, millions of followers, but sometimes do you still get like lonely? Like,
yeah, like, honestly, yeah. But like, I be praying for new friends and stuff like that. When you gonna get married?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I definitely am interested in settling down. I'm not outside anymore. You know, I'm a good boy now.
Period.
Yeah. Do a lot of people still hate on you?
No.
You don't really get hate like that no more. I remember back in the day, people used to hate on you. People used to troll you. But mm-hmm. I always knew it was like business for you. Like, I already knew, like, it was just branding. It was just business. You was just making money. So, like, when you meet guys, like, just curious for, like, all the single guys watching that, like, might want to shoot their shot at you.
Mm-hmm.
How can they shoot their shot at you? Like, do you meet guys on DM? Like,
no.
So you don't reply?
No.
What if they got like a blue check?
Yeah, I mean, you can buy them.
That don't matter no more.
It's been a lot of them.
Like, can I get a damn?
I ain't never seen so many blue checks in my
life. Yo, they everywhere now. Yo, what do you think about this? Now you can buy a blue check for $15 a month. How do you feel about that?
I mean, you can tell when it's fake.
How?
Like, you look at their account and like, who is this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They got like 200 followers, like 6 pictures.
Yeah.
Like, how you get a blue check? They really messed the game up with that, though, man. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people are, like, talking shit, saying, all y'all blue check people mad that now people can get the $15. But the truth is, I am mad. You want to know why I'm mad? I'm mad because it's going to be hard for me to distinguish the, you know what I mean, official people from the not official people. That's how it's a way to tell. Like, for example, even with the podcast, a lot of people hit up, want to come on the show and all this, and need all these verified accounts. Now every nigga's verified.
It do get them noticed, though. Like, I will say that, like, it do get them more noticed. Like, I don't know, I think if I like didn't have who, if I was who I was, I probably would buy one too.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. If I didn't have a blue check already, I would buy one. Yeah. It's definitely worth $15 a month. You spend $15 a month on bullshit, you might as well get a check.
No cap. I had tried to go vegan a long time ago. For 3 days, and I started.
3 days, damn.
I started feeling lightheaded, and I got hungry. Good. I be trying to gain weight.
Show everybody your outfit. We do the outfit check. Give her some music.
Period.
Stand up. Okay. Doing the army green today.
I'm just chilling. I was gonna wear something else, but it was drying.
It's a nice wholesome outfit. You ain't like too revealing.
Yeah.
It's a nice like celibate, you know, outfit. You know what I want to know? What happened to Lil Tay? I used to love that girl. Where the fuck is Lil Tay at? You remember Lil Tay?
I know she had went back to Canada and she had stopped making videos. She was only like 10 and it was her brother that was getting her to do all those videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I she never really wanted to do them. It was just her brother was like the genius behind all that.
She used to be so lit, you know. But so for the people that don't know, how did you go viral? How you first go viral?
I had started making videos that just started going viral. Did you ever know Mom?
Yeah, yo, what happened to Mom? The dude with the purple cars.
How did you know Mom?
I used to see him, you know what I'm saying? We all had cars. I had cars. And by the way, guys, this girl crashed my Maserati, the rim. She scraped it on the side. Did you remember that? When you rode the gold Maserati and you scraped the corner at Atlantic Station?
This is before I got famous or while I was
famous? While you was famous. When you were driving the car and you scraped the rim.
Yeah, I always was like,
I'm having my way with the shit.
I remember driving the car, I just don't remember scraping the rim.
Yeah, he fucked it up. But nah, what happened to mom? So, he kind of helped like blow you up.
Yeah. No, they did everything. Not everything. I started doing some of the crazy stuff on my own. But like, basically, yeah, like they're not.
Like they would do the videos and like tell you what to say and like be like, all right, turn
like,
up.
This is how it started. So like, when they, I had like 16K and they just. They just like they seen me on live and I had like 10 viewers and I was just talking the way I was like 16, 17. I was just talking the way I talk and I think I said N-I-G-G-A. Mm-hmm. I said that on live. Mm-hmm. And then the little sister is finally like, this is like around the time to catch me outside, girl was going viral and she told her brother like, yo, this white girl is wild. Like she could go famous. Like she lit. Like they know they're like geniuses.
Yeah,
like,
marketing and stuff.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? And then so then probably JJ was like, let's do a video type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I was like his girlfriend. And then like I was and just talking the way I talk. And then I said the N-word in one of the videos. And mm-hmm. then because they was like, say that, because it would go viral type
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was helping him, too, because, like, he was trying to get his followers up, and I was, like, his girlfriend that was, like, white and crazy. And
but it was just staged. Like, it wasn't really your boyfriend.
No. And then I was like, dang, they all hating me saying I'm racist because I said this word. What should I do now? And then I think the little sister told me, like, just tell them you're mixed.
So, all right. So I got to ask, for the last time, are you black?
What do you think?
I mean, like you said, like Mariah Carey, they say she black. She look white
yeah,
as you.
She do look, dang,
they say Mariah Carey is mixed. Y'all heard about that, right?
That is true.
They said she black.
And she do look.
She don't look black to me.
She look white as me.
So you don't got no black in you.
Dang, she look white as me for real.
Right. So you ain't never do it. Did you do ancestry?
I'm finna shoot. Oh, you can.
Because you'd be surprised. Like you might have a little black in you.
I'm finna shoot a documentary.
Oh shit! Turn up.
Yeah. So in the documentary, they're going to do me an ancestry test.
You probably like 2% black at least.
Yeah, that's what I used to tell them.
You didn't see that documentary. It was like these like racist white guy. And he hated like black people. And then he did the ancestry and they found out he was black. He had like a lot, like 6%. He was mad as hell.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
It's like, what the hell? This can't be right.
That's funny.
So, all right. So you blew up. All right, so you started out, you just was making videos. You didn't know it was going to pop. It just popped. It went crazy. Yeah. I remember when it first happened. I saw it happen from the day one. How much money did you make off of social media?
I'd say over 2 million, but I probably spent at least a million.
Damn, you made that check.
Yeah.
What you spend $1 million on?
Life.
Balling out.
Nah, I don't never ball out.
Did people take advantage of you and your money?
I've definitely got into situations. Mm-hmm. Especially being a girl, you know.
How much money do you think, like, you gave away to people that used you?
I don't know.
You had to guess. Like $500,000?
Probably. It's gone now, though. But I will get it all back in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Round of applause for that. So what's next for Vicky?
Only God knows. I want to move to Thailand.
Thailand? You just said you want to move to Miami. You ready for Thailand too?
Oh yeah.
Gonna get like a crib in Thailand, crib in Miami, one in Atlanta.
Like Miami is expensive, but like Thailand, you can get like it's so cheap. Like you go out there and live like a king, for real.
How
it's
much?
Fun.
Like how much it costs? It's like, let's say to go to a fancy restaurant,
bruh,
dinner bruh, for two people, how much?
You would spend probably at the most $30 to $50.
For a fancy dinner?
For two people?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a fancy dinner.
Damn.
You would spend $30 to $50.
That's crazy.
Really like 30. I went, I went, I went, and we went, I took my auntie and I spent like $28 at this little nice restaurant.
Wow. You know, in Miami, if you want to eat at a fancy restaurant, you're going to spend a few hundred.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Depending on what you get. If you get that gold steak, poppy steak, you might spend a few thousand. But
mm-hmm. if you're just going by yourself and eating something, you probably you could spend like
$8. $8? Damn.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Hey, I'm so proud of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you started off, you was just a young girl. You was wilding out. You was just going crazy. And now you like so mature and like gave your life to God and doing your thing. Like, I'm really proud of you, man. Round of applause for you.
Thank you.
You're a viral story that went good.
Thank you.
But like a lot of people understand. So do you think that like social media is fake?
Yeah.
You think it like destroys relationships and like
if
destroys
you let it,
people?
If you let it. That shouldn't be the first thing you look at is social media. Like, the first thing you should do is, like, pray, talk to God.
That's what's up. I agree. So what advice, man, would you give, like, young girls and just young people who want to blow up, that look up to you and, like, yo, I want to be a social media influencer like Whoa Vicky. Like, what advice would you give them?
I would say do God's will for your life. And... when I first got famous or whatever you want to call it, I wasn't doing God's will. I don't believe so. But it probably was God's will because now I'm here probably to help people. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think like faint, like social, I don't know. Like, I don't think that should really be.
You think a lot of people are selling their soul for likes?
Probably.
They doing whatever to get that like.
Mm-hmm. But like what I was trying to say was like followers don't make nobody. That's what I was trying to say. I guess social media don't really mean nothing at the end of the day. Like it means something, but it really don't. Like you know what I'm saying? Like you find your purpose in God, not on Instagram.
Before you came here, I was watching that video, the Illuminati video you had did.
Uh-huh.
Did you receive any like backlash after that interview was like exposing people?
The girl I went with had texted me and was like, I ain't gonna invite you to that party. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. You said her name. It wasn't even like that. Now I and look bad because I don't want invited you.
Oh, she got mad.
Yeah.
That's funny. So before you like gave your life to Christ, like did you mess around with girls? Like dabble a little bit?
Like, okay, when I was like 13, I had like a little girlfriend. We dated for like 3 days. And then
y'all had sex?
No, just kissed.
Oh,
and she was a dyke.
She's a dyke.
Uh-huh. And then I think before that I did do like, just like this girl. We didn't do no gay stuff though. But just like, you know. But I don't even put myself in them situations no more.
I'm real proud of you.
Appreciate it.
So how is it though? Like dating now?
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. But being celibate.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been dating.
That gotta be hard because you know what I'm saying, 99% of guys, they wanna have sex. Let's just be honest. Especially mm-hmm. like young guys in this culture. Like what? Like 90% of them wanna have sex.
Yeah, I haven't been dating. My pastor that I be talking to, he was like, you don't need a date. Well, I was dating, then he told me that like a week ago. And I was like, dang, for real, I can't even go on a date. He was like, no, because you'll be wasting I was going on a date like a week or two ago. I went on a date with this guy who lived in my building. He had took me to Nobu and afterward.
Wait, Nobu in Miami?
Nah, in Atlanta. We got one in Atlana. And then
That's not a cheap restaurant, so he spent that check on you.
Yeah, he did. And then I kind of felt bad. And then like we was at the restaurant, he's like, somebody come back to his girl. I'm like, dang, you trying to smash, ain't it? I told him like that straight up.
So he tried you at the end of the night. So what happened? Did you go to his place?
At the end of the night, he was like, you want to come upstairs and cuddle or something like that? And I was like, I got to go check on my mom.
So did he know you were celibate?
He knows that I'm really heavy into God, and he hinted that. He was like, I don't want to, but I think you're, but I don't know, but I don't want to. Something like that, and then yeah. I was just laughing, like, because he already knew.
You gotta like give him that talk at the beginning, probably.
Well, like, whoever yeah. God has for me, they're gonna be on the same type of time I'm on,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it's possible, you know.
You don't think you could change a guy, like, turn a bad guy good?
Oh, I don't, nah, they're gonna have to already be
So you ain't trying to change nobody.
That's only God. Past that. Only God and the Holy Spirit could do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn up. Well, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to Miami, man. We hope you move out here. You super
we
lit.
We in Miami.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, we're proud of you. You're doing your thing. And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come. You know, I've been trying to get you over here for a minute.
Yes,
we
thank
finally
you for
got you
me.
Down. And yeah, but I got to ask you, where we at?
In Miami.